Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Poland expelled 45 diplomats, so-called diplomats, who were Russian, from Poland because they were spying and they were trying to undermine Poland. Poland, as you know, has an extensive border with Belarus, has an extensive border with Ukraine. They are very jumpy. It would be as if Putin had some kind of border with the United States or with some small buffer, and he had nuclear weapons and we didn't. That's how the Poles are feeling. The Russians attacked them for, quote, Russophobia, and said that they were being NATO-ized and threatened them. Now, Poland is in NATO. And when it comes time to talk about Russophobia, Putin, I think, probably didn't take any history in the interrogation technique university he went to in Leningrad, later St. Petersburg, because let's take a quick look at it. Russia has attacked and occupied Poland since at least the 1700s. 1794-5, it divided Poland up, went right in and said, we're plucking off about a half of you. And Prussia and Austria can have the other half. And then they brutalized them, stole all their money, just subjugated them. And all through the 1900s, they occupied them and subjugated them. And finally, in 1917, at the end of the First World War, when the Ruskies murdered the Tsar Romanov and his wife and their six kids, just pretty cold, very cold. They're trying to flee the country. Ruskies murdered them. And then they put in Lenin and Stalin. They started the Reign of Terror. Stalin killed 20 million people. Poland got subjugated again in the Second World War. Russia, you want to talk about Russophobia? Russia entered into a treaty with Hitler. Two Nazis, Hitler and Stalin, two Nazis, to join forces in the war and divide up Poland again. Then Poland got occupied by the Nazis and the Russian Nazis under Stalin. When the Nazis were defeated, Russia claimed they wanted a piece of Eastern Europe because Hitler had betrayed their treaty in an operation called Operation Barbarossa and turned on Stalin, invaded Russia, dragged down the German army. And then Stalin said, I'm a victim. Come in and help me. Send me stuff. Send me bullets. Send me arms. Send me food. I'm one of the good guys now. So we beat the Nazis. And in the peace treaty afterwards, the Ruskies occupied Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, went through all through Eastern Europe, what was then Czechoslovakia. Now it's the Czech Republic and Slovakia, Slovenia, Hungary, the whole schmear, Croatia, Serbia. They even wanted Austria and Greece. People in this country said, fine, let them have Austria and Greece. But better people prevailed, and we didn't let them have Austria and Greece. So people lived under the Soviet terror from 1945 to 1989. Suddenly Poland got free again, largely. Lech Walesa, the great Union leader, shipyard electrician, and Pope John Paul, now St. John Paul, the great leader, not just theologically, but of Poland. And they started to nip away. Finally, Poland got free again. Suddenly, 45 Ruskies are in there pretending to be diplomats. So you're accusing Poland of Russophobia? You're damn right. Yes, you are. They're very, you know, every one of them has grandparents who can tell the horrors. And every one of those grandparents had grandparents, and every one of those grandparents had grandparents. But here's the deal. The point is that Russia is selectively trying to threaten even Western as well as Eastern European countries. They should keep their mouth shut. If there's an expulsion of diplomats, then you expel some Polish diplomats. But let's not hear about NATOization as if that's somehow bad. They're in NATO. The other thing is Finland and Sweden are not in NATO. Why are they not in NATO? They were invited because they were pretty cocky. Things look peaceful. I thought we don't necessarily have to contribute to NATO, money and troops. Now Russia has threatened both of them, Finland and Sweden. Anybody out there have Swedish ancestry or Finnish ancestry? I know lots of friends who do. The Ruskies go, if you try to join NATO, we will respond against you militarily. Where's NATO's response to that? How about shut up? How about shut up? You have the world's 11th to 14th largest economy. The state of New York has a larger one than you do, Putin. They're 10. California has a larger economy than you do, Putin. They're 5. They're 5. And you have a military that is crooked. Why do you think Putin and the oligarchs have all that money? Because what happens is there'll be a requisition order for 200 tanks, and it'll cost, you know, $100 million, $200 million. 50 will be delivered, but they will say 200 are delivered. They'll bill for 200, and the other 150, the money, goes to Putin and the oligarchs. So believe it or not, in Ukraine right now, they are running out of ammunition, the Russians are, running out of protective gear, food. They have, you know, we call them MREs. These are field rations. Some of their field rations are 30 years old. They're spoiled. So they give these privates, these poor guys, they give them field rations, and they smell, and they have maggots in them. I had an experience in the Navy. I got to tell you, we were on a small ship, and we called our refrigerator the reefer. It was a so one day the captain said, all right, we're going to clean out the reefer. So we went in. I had some sailors go in there. We go in, pull all this stuff out, and in the way back, there's this really brown-looking box, and they pull it out. Now, this was 1971, okay? It said 1959. It's 12 years old. It was hamburger. And we opened it up. It was black as hell, and it looked like shards of glass in it. So one of the bosun mates looks at it and he goes, well, that's not glass. Those are ice things. What happened was they clean these things out once a year, but somehow this thing got stuck under something in the bag. Well, let me tell you something. If you were a Russian soldier right now in Ukraine, you'd be eating that and it wouldn't have been refrigerated for 12 years. So what are these guys doing? Some of them are shooting themselves in the leg with Ukrainian ammunition to say they were wounded. That's what some of them are doing. Some of them are deserting. Some of them are just leaving brand new equipment and running away, trying to sneak back in. The ones that are captured, it was a very sad thing. They captured one guy and he said, don't send me back to Russia. They captured him. They go, well, why not? Why don't we send you back to Russia? He goes, if they send you back to Russia when you're captured, they kill you with a firing squad. You're talking about guys that were drafted out of the equivalent of our high schools, okay? And, you know, just people who work in small villages, they grab these guys, send them down, don't feed them. They run out of ammo because the generals and Putin stole most of the money. This is a low-class operation. This is class with a capital K, class with a capital K. So I think NATO should have had a far stronger reaction to them. They still should militarily and stop the threats against NATO members and aspiring NATO members. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.